Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is podcast number 2 for the 2016 season from Paris Auto Speedway. Probably going to be a bit of a shorter podcast today. We're going to try to get you updated on some of the things that are going on. Specifically, going to talk about the El Nino Winter Challenge Series, preseason practice, which is coming up, season tickets at Paris Auto Speedway, the USAC CRA opener, the World of Outlaws, the Pass Car opener, and Night of Destruction. Just a few things we're going to cover for you today. Have you been paying attention to the El Nino Winter Challenge Series? That was a 5-race series we started in December. That was for stock cars, including street stocks, super stocks, and American factory stocks, and modifieds. First 4 races, we've only had 1 rained out. The finale is going to be a week from Saturday. That's going to be on Saturday, February 20th. And heading into that finale, San Diego's Josh Thompson, who won the first race back in December, leads the points in the modified point standings. 2-time PASCAR Superstock champion Dennis Woolridge, who has 1 win in this series, he's got a big lead in the Superstock points. Stefan Davies, the Thunder from down under, he is the leader in the street stocks. He also has 1 win. And 14-year-old Alyssa Smith leads in the factory stocks. Last Saturday, round number 4 of the series, Brenda Kirby, you may know the name, Kirby. That is Mike Kirby's daughter. If you don't know who Mike Kirby is, you haven't been around Paris Auto Speedway a long time. Mike Kirby has won in more different cars than any driver in the history of Paris Auto Speedway. Of course, he's won in sprint cars more than anything. He's also won in a figure eight car, a late model, a modified, a super stock, and a street stock at Paris Auto Speedway. He still races. He runs modifieds now, and so does his daughter, Brenda. She's a 19-year-old sophomore at Harbor College, and she won that main event in the modifieds last Saturday at Paris Auto Speedway. It wasn't a fluke, folks. The race before, she finished 2nd, held off some of the longtime veterans in the series for that 2nd-place finish. Last Saturday, she led early on, led, I want to say, the first 12 laps, had a restart, kind of changed her line a little bit on the racetrack, ended up getting passed. On another restart, dropped, she was all the way back to 3rd. Another restart, sensational fashion, coming off turn number 2. She split the 1st and 2nd place car and went on for a convincing win. In fact, she lengthened that lead out to nearly a half straightaway. Was her first ever win in a modified. Now, it's a modified. Actually, her car is still a sport mod with a modified engine in it, so that adds to it. She is the real deal, and with her dad turning the wrenches and telling her what to do, she's going to be a force to be reckoned with. That team has a decision to make heading into the season. Brenda Kirby has been running sport mods mostly up at Bakersfield. Now, we switched to IMCA modified sanctioning for our races in the stock car nights, and if she runs a full modified, she cannot run the sport modified. And what she was telling Dave Stahl on the San Diego Motorsports radio show last Sunday afternoon, they're not sure right now. They may keep a modified motor in her sport mod and throw a quick change rear end in it, which would make it a full-on modified where she could not go back to sport mods, but she will race with us at Paris Auto Speedway and the other modified, regular modified classes at other racetracks. Personally, I hope she does, because this kid's a good talent. With, like I say, with her dad behind her, you know she's got good direction. In our super stock class, Ricky Lee of Beaumont, he won his first ever super stock main event, and he did it the hard way. He passed Dennis Woolridge and Manza Hold Dennis off. Not only Dennis, but Steve Wurstel was all over him. Steve Wurstel eventually finished 2nd. Dennis finished 3rd. But Ricky Lee did a good job, ran the top of the racetrack, and ran the top of the racetrack well. In fact, halfway through, I was announcing the main event, I was wondering if that was actually him in the car. Not that he's ever looked bad, but he did not make a mistake running the top all race long. Luke Dodd, Riverside's Luke Dodd, a 2-time PASCAR street stock champion. They blew the engine in round number 3 of the El Nino Winter Series in practice and had to go to a backup car that day. They had a brand new engine in his pretty red number 98 car, and he won the main event last Saturday in the series. So Luke Dodd, I think he's won more street stock mains than any driver in the history of Paris Auto Speedway. He picked up that win in the El Nino Winter Challenge Series last Saturday. Alyssa Smith, what can you say about this kid? 14 years old. She's the daughter of past champion Tom Slicksmith, who has also won a lot of different racetracks. In fact, he was a figure eight champion at Irwindale one year as well. She won her second of the three El Nino Winter Series factory stock main events. The one she didn't win, she finished second, and she should have won that one as well, as she bobbled in turn number two on the last lap, lost momentum, and got passed. So you want to come out and check out 14-year-old Alyssa Smith. She's like Brenda Kirby. She's the real deal as well. And she's got a pretty firm lock on the championship due to the amount of cars that are being showing up in the American factory stock class. So I think she ran two factory stock races at the end of last year, and now she's run the El Nino Winter Challenge Series. And that four-race series, supposed to be five races, is going to be four because of that rainout I mentioned earlier. She can be a champion, her first full series. Those champions will be decided next Saturday. That's February 20th. The racing thus far has been sensational in the El Nino Winter Challenge Series, better than we ever expected. And we expect the same thing at the finale next Saturday. Our gates are going to open next Saturday at 2 p.m. Racing will start at 3. Once again, that's February 20th, El Nino Winter Challenge Series final race. Gates are going to open at 2 p.m. Racing will start at 3. 1 week after the finale, the El Nino Winter Challenge Series, it'll be the annual Paris Auto Speedway pre-season practice. We've done this for years. It's free for you, for fans in the grandstands. I hear my dog barking in the background. That made me stutter there. It's free for fans in the grandstands, and any type car is allowed to come out. You will come out. You will probably see sprint cars, 360 sprint cars, 410 sprint cars, California Lightning sprint cars. There may be some midgets there, TQs. You're going to see factory stocks, super stocks, street stocks. There may be some late models there as well. You'll see IMCA modifieds. That is February 27th. Free to fans in the grandstand. There's going to be $2 beer, $2 pizza, $2 sodas. Tracks will be on the track for wheel packing at 4 p.m. 1 week after that, we're going to kick off the 21st season of racing at Paris Auto Speedway. That's going to be March 5th with the annual Sokola Shootout. That's going to feature the USAC CRA sprint cars, the PASS senior sprint cars, and the PASS young guns. For you USAC CRA fans, all your favorites are going to be there, including now four-time defending champion, the Demon, Damian Gardner, and five-time series champion, Mike Spencer. And we got some great news this past week. In addition to all the regulars from the USAC CRA sprint car series, defending Oval Nationals champion Brian Clausen from Noblesville, Indiana, who is attempting to run 200 races this year, by the way. What an undertaking task that is going to be. He's also planning on being in the Indy 500 for the third year. He's going to be there for the opener on March 5th. And three-time Oval Nationals champion, the People's Champ, Dave Darlin, is coming to the pass for the opener. He's going to be in a car owned by Dwight Cheney. And Brian Clausen will be in a car owned by Mike Martin. Our regular times will take place that weekend. Spectator gates will open at 5 p.m. Racing will start at 7. Once again, that's the Sokola Shootout, the annual Sokola Shootout, Saturday, March 5th at Paris Auto Speedway, the 21st season opener. How can it be 21 years already? It seems like just 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had that big season opener in March of 1996. Get that sprint car season opener out of the way in the very next week, March 12th. It's going to be the first pass car race of the year. It's going to feature the street stocks, super stocks, and American factory stocks, along with the IMCA modifieds. I'm really looking forward to seeing the modifieds. They put on some great races last year. They've done really well in the El Nino Winter Challenge Series, and they by far have had the biggest group of cars at the El Nino Winter Challenge Series this year. Same deal on that one. Spectator gates are going to open at 5 p.m. Racing will start at 7. That's the first pass car race of the season, along with the IMCA modifieds on March 12th. Night of Destruction, giving those guys a little extra time to get everything all built up. They're going to run with us 6 times this year. And if you missed our last podcast or haven't seen the press releases, we're adding figure eight train races to Knights of Destruction in 2016. Their first night this year is going to be on April 2nd. Another night to mark down on your calendar, something that's become an annual at Paris Auto Speedway, the SoCal Showdown for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars. And for the third year in a row, The USAC CRE Sprint Cars will also be on hand. The date for that one is Saturday, April 16th. You're going to get all the top stars from the World of Outlaws, including multi-time champion Donnie Schatz, and you're going to get all the stars in the USAC CRA Series on the same night. Senior and Young Gun Sprints are going to run there as well. Now, the hot deal for the Outlaw Show is go online. Excuse me for clearing my throat there. Go online, make a phone call, get your reserved seat in advance, and you'll get a free fan pit pass for the Outlaw Pits. What that means is you can go get autographs, you can take photos, you can look up close at the World of Outlaw cars, you can buy shirts from the drivers. To get that free fan pit pass, though, you have to order your tickets in advance. How do you do that, you may be asking? You can go online to worldofoutlaws.com and click on the ticket icon, or you can also order by calling on the phone at 844-347-8849. Once again, go to worldofoutlaws.com, order your reserves ticket in advance, and get a free fan pit pass, or call 844-347-8849. Talking about advance tickets, I'm doing this podcast on Friday, February 12th. That means you have two more weeks only to get the best deal in racing. That's money-saving Paris Auto Speedway 2016 season tickets. The final day to get your season tickets is Friday, February 26th. That is a drop-dead day, as no more season tickets will be sold after that. You want to get them? Call 951-940-0134. If nobody's there, leave a message. Somebody will call you back. Once again, the last day to get those season tickets and save some money for Paris Auto Speedway in 2016 is by calling 951-940-0134, and you have to do it. The final day to get them is February 26th. Got to mention one thing right now. The World of Outlaw Show on April 16th is a leased event. What that means, we are not the promoter of that show. There's another promoter. They come in, they lease the track. What I'm trying to tell you right now is your Paris Auto Speedway season tickets, as they are not those promoters' tickets, will not be good at the World of Outlaws show. That's the only race they are not good at on the schedule thus far this year. They're good for the July 4th, all pass car, all sprint car shows, all Knights of Destructions, and the 21st annual Budweiser Oval Nationals presented by All Coast Construction in November, but they are not good for that World of Outlaws show. Single day advance tickets for all shows, with the exception of the World of Outlaws, and I gave you that phone number earlier, are on sale now by calling 1-800-595-4849. Once again, that number to get single tickets for any past Oval promoted show is 1-800-595-4849. You can also get those single tickets online by going to the Paris Auto Speedway website. That's parisautospeedway.com. And on the front page there, you'll see the ticket icon. Just go click on that. It'll take you to tix.com, and you click on the event you want to buy tickets for, and you can do it right there. I want to remind you, every Sunday, be sure to listen to the San Diego Motorsports Show. It's on at 3 p.m. Pacific time, and it runs to 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dave Stahl, who is just a great guy. And every week, you will hear from either a driver, sponsors, or officials from Paris Auto Speedway talking about Paris Auto Speedway, something, a past event, a future event, or just something in general to deal with the racetrack. This week, it's going to be modified driver Mitchell Niemeyer, who is from the San Diego area, and he's going to be a full-time IMCA competitor at the pass in 2016. To listen to the show online, just go to kcbq.com and click Listen Live. If you're in the San Diego area, you can also listen online at AM 1170 on your radio dial. Once again, if you want to listen live online, it's kcbq.com. Then click on the Listen Live icon. Or if you're in the San Diego area, on your radio dial, go to AM 1170. If you missed the show or you want to hear it again, go to the PASS website 1 or 2 days after the show and click on the KCBQ logo on the left side. We also put the podcast links up on our Facebook and Google Plus pages. And not only the Mitchell Niemeyer interview from this week. You can also go to that, click on the KCBQ.com logo. Man, I'm having a hard time talking. My dog is going nuts right outside the door. Click on that KCBQ logo, and it'll have a bunch of the old shows from 2015 and the first one from 2016 as well. Here's one of my pet peeves in racing. A week ago, I put on my annual plea for USAC CRA teams to send in their information for the 2016 past program and for my computer to announce on race nights. I put it on my personal Facebook page, the past Facebook page. I think I put it on Google Plus, and we also put it on scrafan.com. That was a week ago today. I've received two responses, Brody Roa and Dwight Cheney. I got to tell you, this gets a little frustrating every year chasing these teams, trying to get all this information. It's like pulling teeth. The deal is, if we do not have that information, we cannot publicize it. We need to have the information for the program on February 26. After that date, it's just not going to get in. I need the information for my computer by March 4th. Now, I don't want everybody sending it all at once because that just means a ton of work, but we need it as soon as possible so we can be sure it gets all done. And we want to help you. Please, please send your information to me at online races at the pass at AOL.com. Once again, that's races at the pass at AOL.com, or send it to me via Facebook on my page or the pass Facebook page. If you know my phone number, you can text it to me or you can call it to me as well. Once again, we cannot help you if you do not get the information to us. And we want to help you satisfy your sponsors by doing so. The information I need, and some of this stuff we already have, but we just want to reaffirm it. The car number, the driver's name, the city where the driver's from, the owner's name, the engine and chassis manufacturers, and all the sponsors. Please get that to us so we can help you out. So we get ready to close this podcast. Want to be you to be sure to check out all our social media sites on Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and YouTube. It is Paris Auto Speedway. Once again, Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and YouTube. It is Paris Auto Speedway. Google Plus, Facebook, and Twitter. We update at least 3 to 5 times a day. We're going to make a little change on our Pinterest page. We're going back. We're going to kill the Paris Auto SPDWY page. That's going to be Paris Auto Speedway as well on Pinterest. On Twitter, if you want to look for us, a little bit different, it's Paris Auto SPDWY. Once again, on Twitter, it is Paris Auto SPDWY. My name is Scott Delosio. Thanks for listening in. Be sure to listen to the San Diego Motorsports Show and Mitchell Niemeyer with Dave Stahl on Sunday at 3 p.m. That's KCBQ.com, or if you're in the San Diego area, 1170 a.m. Be sure to be with us next Saturday for the final round, the El Nino Winter Challenge Series. Gates are going to open at 2, and some exciting racing will start at 3.